shirt to sleep in. It's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down a hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. Republican Nikki Haley vowing to continue her campaign after losing last night's New Hampshire primary. Haley down 11 points to former President Trump with 93% of the vote counted. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun updating lawmakers on Capitol Hill on fresh safety concerns surrounding his company's Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets. A reporter asking him about reports that a door plug on one of the planes that burst open mid-flight this month was improperly installed.
I'm here today in the spirit of transparency to, number one, recognize the seriousness of what you just asked. Number two, to share everything I can with our Capitol Hill interests. And answer all their questions, because they have a lot of them.
The FAA has grounded MAX 9s. Few details available about the crash of a Russian military transport plane in a border region near Ukraine. Russia blaming Ukraine for shooting it down, but offered no evidence. Jon Stewart returning to the Daily Show, set to host one show a week. This is ABC News. An Oscar nominee discussing a few of the conspicuous snubs from the Academy this year.
Because I'm just kidding.
Ryan Gosling is thrilled with his Oscar nomination for Barbie, but bummed the women behind the film aren't nominated as well. In a statement, he says he's incredibly honored and proud his nod comes for portraying a plastic doll named Ken. But, he continues, there's no Ken without Barbie.
But it's Barbie and Ken.
And no Barbie movie without director Greta Gerwig and star Margot Robbie. And to say he's disappointed they aren't nominated in their respective categories would be an understatement. Barbie snagged 8 total nominations, including one for Best Picture. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
More changes coming to Netflix, the streaming service phasing out its $12 per month ad-free package. That means the least expensive option without ads will soon cost more than $15 a month. Last year, the company cracked down on sharing passwords. Despite that, it says it's signed up 13 million new subscribers late last year. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Okay, everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kirian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from StrikeMaster and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and mild today.
as high temperatures spike to the upper 30s. With this warmth over the current snowpack, we're seeing patchy, dense fog at times. By tonight, there's a small chance of some light freezing rain, which could create some slick and slippery spots for tomorrow morning's commute. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 33 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Governor Tony Evers highlighted Wisconsin's workforce challenges in his State of the State address. Bob Hegg has more.
Evers called workforce development the most significant challenge facing the state.
There's no excuse for not being willing to work together on what everybody agrees is the most pressing issue facing our state.
The Democratic governor calling for investments in child care and education, along with expanded family leave in order to attract and keep workers. He'll find himself at odds with Republican lawmakers who remain focused on tax breaks.
The Milwaukee Bucks may have already found their new head coach. The team yesterday fired coach Adrian Griffin just 43 games into the season. No one is offering an official reason, but there are reports that players lost trust. Milwaukee is said to be eyeing Doc Rivers as Griffin's replacement. Rivers coached both the Celtics and the 76ers. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Haul away big deals this Thursday through Sunday at Fleet Farm's Truckload Savings Event. Like 40-pound bags of Diamond Crystal Solar Salt, just $4.99. 20-pound bags of KT Woodlands Wild Bird Food are only $5.99. Plus, save on 50 pounds of Sprout Crumble or Pellet Poultry Layer Feed, just $13.99. And set your sights on 35% off Ammo Inc. Defensive Handgun Ammo. Stock up on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. With the announcement of the closing of HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital, there has been concerns on what that means for Advent Health here in Durand. Advent Health Durand CEO Doug Peterson says things will continue on as normal even after the closing of Sacred Heart.
We're not affiliated with HSHS, with Sacred Heart or Prevea. We certainly have had a good relationship with them over the years. We do have to have some changes around here. We use them as our reference lab, and we have other options, but they're not as timely. That's why we've used Sacred Heart. All of our visiting specialists that come from Eau Claire are either Mayo or Oak Leaf, so they're going to continue to come here. We'll still have the same services.
Peterson says all of the same services will continue as well at both Durand clinics. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include updates from the mayor, city administrator, and department heads, along with updates on the Madison Street and 6th Avenue East projects, and an update on Blues and the Chippewa. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall and will be live-streamed on our website. One person was injured in a single-vehicle accident in Gilman Township Monday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 43-year-old Brian Rudd of Elmwood was traveling northbound on Highway CC when he lost control and entered the ditch. Rudd was transported to Western Wisconsin Health. Eau Claire City Council is officially on the record to support the plan to resettle 75 refugees in the Chippewa Valley this year. The City Council last night unanimously voted for a resolution that supports World Relief Wisconsin's effort to bring the refugees to the area. Some people in Eau Claire and in the Chippewa Valley disagree with the move. They worry about where the refugees will come from and what they will do once they get here. Eau Claire City Council member Josh Miller said he wants the refugees to know that they're welcome. Miller was quick to point out, however, that the city of Eau Claire has nothing to do with the resettlement or the support of the refugees once they arrive. Wisconsin's governor is once again asking lawmakers to spend more on schools and the UW, as well as expand the state's health care program. Governor Tony Evers delivered his State of the State speech last night. He once again asked to send more money to Wisconsin's public schools and to spend more at the University of Wisconsin. He also once again pitched a Medicaid expansion. The governor specifically said he wants to use Badger Care, the state's Medicaid program, to provide free birth control and Plan B pills to women in the state. The governor also pitched a plan to focus on workforce development throughout Wisconsin. Republican lawmakers say the speech was, quote, same old, unquote, and once again pitched more spending and bigger government. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Lawmakers in western Wisconsin are worried about what comes next after two hospitals in the Chippewa Valley announced they were closing. Hospital Sisters Health System and Prevea Health announced that they would close their hospitals and clinics by April. State Senator Jesse James of Altoona says that will leave a gap in care, particularly for people who need mental health or substance abuse care. James says the closing will be devastating. Eau Claire State Representative Jody Emerson said the state needs to take a look at what it can do. She says it's not right to leave so many people with fewer choices for health care. One person was injured in a one-vehicle accident in Oak Grove Township Sunday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 47-year-old Damian Haas of Ellsworth was traveling westbound on Highway 10 near Highway Double Q when he lost control and entered the ditch. Haas was transported to Regions Hospital in St. Paul. There's an investigation into the head of HR at Chippewa Falls Schools. The district yesterday said Tim Johnson, the district's executive director of human resources and public relations, has been placed on leave. Chippewa Falls Schools aren't saying much else, but a report says investigators are looking into the claims that Johnson billed his former school district for thousands of dollars in continuing education classes that he never took. The report says Johnson was paid over $80,000 by Glenwood City Schools for graduate school classes. A former substitute teacher in Glenwood City first started asking questions about Johnson's pay 2 years ago. Johnson resigned as Glenwood City superintendent back in May. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is putting out a warning about shifting ice conditions. Warmer temperatures hovering around the freezing mark are expected for Wisconsin over the next week, and that could make river and lake ice unstable and spotty. Wardens remind everyone that no ice is safe ice, so be sure to bring safety equipment with you before you head out to fish or to do other recreation. A pair of Wisconsin congressmen want to make sure fishermen can keep on spearing sturgeon in the state. Congressman Mike Gallagher and Glenn Grothman have introduced new legislation that would protect the annual sturgeon spearing on Lake Winnebago's system. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is studying whether to add the sturgeon to the Endangered Species Act. The congressmen say that would wreck the population management benefits of fishing and would ignore the cultural importance and economic impact of Lake Sturgeon and sturgeon spearing to northeast Wisconsin. Fish and wildlife managers are not expected to make their decision until later this summer. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The Wisconsin State Fair continues to take shape. Fair managers this week announced that the Happy Together Tour will close out this year's fair. The Happy Together Tour includes bands from the 60s like the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, the Association Badfinger, the Vogues, and the Cowsills. Tickets will go on sale this Friday. The Wisconsin State Fair runs August 1st through the 11th this year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and mild today, as high temperatures spike to the upper 30s. With this warmth over the current snowpack, we're seeing patchy, dense fog at times. By tonight, there's a small chance of some light freezing rain, which could create some slick and slippery spots for tomorrow morning's commute.
Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 33 degrees.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. Mm. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A large percentage of Packers fans' base got their wish today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Coach Matt LaFleur firing defensive coordinator Joe Barry after three seasons in Green Bay. After a dismal start defensively, the final four games was not enough to save his job. LaFleur will have to move quickly if he wants one of the experienced coordinators still available, but there's also former Badger defensive coordinator Jim Leonard, who passed on the job 3 years ago. Bucks are reportedly set to hire Marquette alum Glenn Doc Rivers as the 18th head coach in franchise history. He was an immediate target of the Bucks after they fired Adrian Griffin 43 games into the season. Rivers first coached Orlando in 1999, has over 1,000 NBA victories under his belt. The Badgers beat the Gophers 61-59 last night, securing Big Ten win number 100 for head coach Greg Gard. Marquette returns to action tonight in the Big East. The Golden Eagles take on DePaul in Chicago. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bonus money returns for Xfinity and Truck Series teams. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Daytona. Heart of racing, the soul of speed, and the only place in Florida to witness the adrenaline pumping, awe-inspiring spectacle of Supercross. Daytona Supercross, where champions are made, legends are born, and the biggest names battle it out under the lights at the World Center of Racing. Don't miss it. The gate drops Saturday, March 2nd. Secure your tickets and trackside access today at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Bonus programs are back for the NASCAR Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series for the upcoming season. The Triple Truck Challenge returns with a potential $500,000 bonus if a single driver can win races at Charlotte, Worldwide Technology Raceway, and Nashville in May and June. A single win means an extra $50,000, while winning two of the three means an extra $150,000. In the Xfinity Series, the Dash for Cash returns for a 12th year with an extra $100,000 on the line if an eligible driver can win at Martinsville, Texas, Talladega, and Dover all in the month of April. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Cabin fever is likely to set in about this time of year. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Pick up your spirits on a sunny day by giving your landscape a little TLC as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
We landscape all year long. Even though it's midwinter, I pick up fallen branches and do a bit of pruning. Greg Stack is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Illinois. He says this is a good time to get out the shears for trimming up some of your trees and bushes.
Which means small ornamental trees or shade trees. If you're talking about shrubs, you have to be kind of careful because shrubs that flower in the spring, things like lilac and that kind of thing, you cannot prune those in late winter because you're cutting off all the flower buds. But if you're talking about pruning things that are mostly used as a hedge, those are things you can prune because you're not dependent upon flowers.
If your ground is frozen solid, you won't see any benefit from watering. Unfortunately, plants such as broadleaf evergreens can dry out, especially if they're in a windy location. To prevent their needles and leaves from expiring moisture, Stack recommends applying an anti-desiccant when temperatures are above freezing, which puts a coating on the foliage. A layer of snow may be pretty on the trees, but it can bend the limbs, especially on evergreens and arborvitae.
You'd like to remove snow as promptly as you can after it falls before it starts to freeze. And you basically use an upward sweeping stroke with a broom as opposed to downward sweeping, which can maybe cause further damage or snapping. If you're talking about ice, I'd leave it alone because you can do more damage than the ice can and just leave it alone till it melts and goes away by itself. Because if you start whacking at that, you're going to start snapping off branches.
If your lawn is frozen but not covered with snow, Stack advises staying off of it. Walking or driving on it will break the blades of grass. Learn more about caring for your landscape this winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing or shampooing. My hair is beginning to look great." Another writes, "A friend of mine noticed lots of increased hair growth. I couldn't be happier with the results and highly recommend this product for anyone with thin hair." Start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens. New year, new you, New Nordic.
35 in downtown Deranda. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winikins. So with a check of markets on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the cheese markets today. February milk down 10 to 1560. March also down 10 at 1587. April down 12 to 1651. May milk down 9 at 1721. Meanwhile, cheese markets barrels down a quarter to 145 and three quarters. 40-pound block steady at 150. No trades on the day. Cash butter up 3 1/4 to 250, 7 3/4, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1/4 to 119 1/4, one trade. Dry whey up 3/4 to 44 1/4, one trade on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets continue to move mostly higher, even though the market's fully aware midday boxed beef prices are still lower and corn prices are posting some gains. Now, today's slight regression in boxed beef prices could be seen as worrisome, but with choice prices still above the $300 level, there's still plenty of money for the packers to have at that price point. Seeing that there's still support of the live cattle market, feeder cattle continue to move higher despite the corn prices being up. Demand continues to be remaining strong this week in the countryside for feeder cattle, as sales have been tough to get thus far in 2024, and buyers know there aren't many calves and feeders left to be had. The hog market's keeping up with its ambitious nature, as most of the contracts are higher today, fueled by strong demand and the hopes that there will be more pork demand in the future with China culling down on its sows. The market has much to be excited about. February live cattle up 67 cents to 175.32. April up 52 cents to 178.35. June up 47 cents to 175.42. January feeder cattle up 87 cents to 231.87. March up a dollar to 234.65. April up 72 cents to 240.27. February hogs up 52 cents to 73.82. April up a dollar 55 to 81.87. May up a dollar 32 to 86.95. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are moving up mostly higher. The weekly ethanol report showed production off by about 236,000 barrels a day. But blenders are starting to see improvement as driving is starting to rebound from the cold snap. South American weather is a bit drier for the southern growing areas, at least in the short term. The Daily Wire was quiet today. Soybeans mostly higher with the trade pushing to the upper end of the recent range with firmer spread action with meal leading the product complex as soybean oil continues to struggle to extend gains from lows. The Daily Wire again was quiet today. Basis should remain flat in the short term. Wheat markets moving mostly higher. Spread action is staying firmer with support from the dollar fading. The plains should shed snow cover as we warm into early February with moisture possibilities on the back end. March corn up 5 to 450, 1.5. May up 5.25 to 462. July up 4.5 to 470.5. New crop up 4 to 481.5. March beans up 5.5 to 1245. May up 3.5 to 1250.5. July up 2 to 1256.25. New crop up 2.5 to 1209.5. March soybean meal up 330 to 364.40. March soybean oil, though, down 60 cents to 47.61. Chicago wheat, March up 11.25 to 607.75. May up 10.5 to 617.25. Minneapolis wheat, March up 4.5 to 703.5. May up 4.75 to 708.25. Energy markets are moving mostly higher. March crude oil up 97 cents to 75.34. April up 96 cents to 75.23. February gas up 2 cents to 222. March now also up 2 cents to 256. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. There could be some giving back in the ag economy. We'll explain coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The agricultural economy faces some headwinds heading further into 2024. Roland Famasi head of Rabo Research Food and Agribusiness North America, says things are taking a step back after a few productive years.
When you look at the last two crop years, growers had some record pricing, really, really strong. It's the positive aspect of it. Balance sheets are in pretty good shape, which is going to allow farmers on average out there to withstand some of the pain that we're seeing now. You look at corn and soybean markets, very, very depressed, even more depressed after last week's WASD. And so there's going to be a little give back, I think, of that cash buildup over the next 2 to 3 years. But people should be able to withstand it after two very successful years.
He says most farmers have liquidity left after multiple years of higher prices.
As of today, I would say yes. Even when you look back at the beginning of 2023, when we were in that previous crop year, prices stayed pretty strong through the first half of last year. So it's really just in the second half of 2023 and currently where we've really seen the markets get depressed. I think as of today, the average producer out there is in pretty good shape in terms of their balance sheet. Unfortunately, there's going to be some time here where this pain's probably going to last a bit.
Farmers are holding a lot of commodities on farm, which means they're going to have to get sold sometime, so prices will likely drop.
I think about on-farm stocks really being at record highs, right? At some point here in the coming months, we've got to make room for the crop late this year, right? We've got to make room for the next crop. So that doesn't scream bullishness for the markets when you know they're sitting on those on-farm stocks that are going to have to come out.
Other countries also have stocks on hand, which isn't promising for overseas demand.
It's really a supply side issue. When you think about the consecutive record years that Brazil had, keep in mind, this doesn't get talked about a lot. China had a record corn crop. You think about that. You think about the U.S. crop really being a lot stronger last year than what a lot of people were originally anticipating. Yields just got revised upward, which didn't surprise us. We were calling for corn yields to be higher. So we've got a lot of product out there.
That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank. Durand.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Wisconsin egg production in December was 209 million eggs, up 42% from the previous December, according to USDA. The average number of all layers on hand in December of 2023 was 7.81 million. That was up 36% from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for December was 2,681, up 5% from a year ago. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's USDA's Risk Management Agency and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture are reminding farmers to apply for crop insurance premium rebates. The rebate application is web-based and will be available on the Department of Ag's website until January 31st or until program funding is exhausted. There is $800,000 or 186,000 acres of coverage to be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Eligible participants will receive a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2024 crop insurance premium for acres that were planted with cover crops in 2023, then planted with an insurable crop in 2024. For more information, contact your local FSA office. Each passing day means getting a farm bill passed is a bigger challenge, Cassandra Kubel, Tory Advisory Group Vice President, said during the Dairy Strong Conference last week that the election year means challenges for any legislation.
presidential election year, I think that's the key. Presidential always makes it tough for policy making, but we add on a unique thing, I think, right now with this current Congress, is we are working with slim majorities in both the Senate, which is Democrat-controlled, and the House, which is Republican-controlled. That adds another unique element that makes it a little bit harder to pass any legislation.
Kubal says the clock is ticking to get a farm bill completed.
I think each day when we see no progress of it coming forward, going through the motions it needs to go through, I should say, before being introduced, whether in the House or Senate, and we are anticipating it'll first be brought to the floor in the House, is a sign that it's going to be harder and harder in election year to bring it forward.
There is still hope that lawmakers will complete the bill this year, and she still encourages farmers and ranchers to engage with their legislators on the issue. Meanwhile, following some calls by groups to increase reference prices in the upcoming farm bill, Republican lawmakers stand in strong opposition to any potential increases. Republican Representatives Alex Mooney of West Virginia, along with Tennessee's Andy Ogles, Brian Mast of Florida, and others, say any increase would further drive inflation higher. The letter states, at a time when Congress must be taking steps to reduce federal spending, we must resist costly attempts to expand the scope of government intervention in the free market. The lawmakers argued that higher price guarantees would mostly benefit fewer than 6,000 farms. Increasing price guarantees for major crops would mostly benefit peanut, cotton, and rice farmers in southern states, not corn and soybean farmers. That, according to the letter, since payments are linked to production, the largest producers get the lion's share of the funding. In 2021, just 10% of farmers received more than 80% of all price loss coverage payments, according to the lawmakers. Earlier this week, ADM appointed an interim chief financial officer while the current CFO, Vercom Luthar, was placed on administrative leave. Luthar's leave is pending an ongoing investigation conducted by outside counsel for ADM and the board's audit committee regarding certain accounting practices and procedures concerning ADM's nutrient segment, including certain inter-segment transactions. ADM's investigation was initiated in response to a voluntary document request by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. ADM lead director Terry Cruz says, pending the outcome of the investigation, the board determined that it was advisable to place Luthar on administrative leave. The board will continue working closely with ADM's advisor to identify the best path forward and ensure ADM's processes align with financial government's best practices. ADM will make further announcements regarding the matter when the board of directors sees fit. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
Continued chances for drizzle and freezing drizzle into Thursday in our ag weather forecast as an upper-level low over New Mexico and western Texas will continue to track to the northeast. Now, Friday into the first half of the week remains quiet in terms of the weather. Looks like, though, a lot of the clouds will stick around and another stronger upper-level ridge will deepen well into Canada. Looks like we could see mid to upper 40s, however, early next week. Forecast for today, mostly cloudy with patchy freezing fog and drizzle throughout the day. We'll have highs mid-30s, southeast winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of rain and freezing rain, along with some fog and steady temperatures in the low 30s, south winds at around 5. For Thursday, cloudy, 50% chance of rain and light freezing rain throughout the day, with highs in the mid-30s, southeast winds at around 5. For Friday, mostly cloudy, warmer, highs near 40. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. And Tuesday, sunshine, will have highs in the mid 40s.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I woke up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my so sad comeback song. And now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed. I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. Baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my get back, come back. Hey, I didn't know
thought she was ready, now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living, now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. Wondering, is there a life out there?
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on repeat. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. She'll probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I can't go for a ride to clear my head. Cause everything I pass puts you back in it. You were done, moving on. But you can't be too far gone. Cause what happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every main road we've ever gone down. Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews. Ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I won't get. Every time the bartender fills it up.
I could run from the past and from us and from you. But this is where I belong. This is my home free world. Happens in a small town, stays in a small town. Every back road we've ever gone down. Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews. Ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I won't get. Every time the bartender fills it up.
To our old friend,